Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Danny D, and I'm always talking about there's a national and international day for everything. But this month is very important. May is Women's Health Month, and we're here with Dr. Shathari from Northwestern Medicine. How you doing today?
Very good. Thank you.
Tell us what you specialize in and how it relates to Women's Health Month.
Well, I am a board-certified obstetrician-gynecologist here at Northwestern Medicine in the Department of OBGYN. I have been in practice now for more than 20 years, and my specialty is really in gynecologic surgery. So I focus in on complex conditions such as uterine fibroids and endometriosis. But really, I have for many years practiced the breadth of women's health.
So why is Women's Health Month so important?
Well, you know, as a woman myself, as are you, I think many of us can certainly think about how we care for everybody else around us all the time, right? Whether those are our parents, our friends, our significant others, our children. And I think Women's Health Month is a really good reminder for women that they actually need to care for themselves too, because so often women put their own health on the back burner. But really, this is a reminder to women every year that they really do need to get in there and get their screenings done, really come talk to their doctors about any problems that they're having.
So speaking of those screenings, when would you suggest for women to seek that care, request those appointments? Is there a certain age?
Oh, there's so many different screening tests, Danny, that I recommend to patients throughout the course of their care. What I often just tell people is really listen to your body and see your doctor on a regular basis so they can keep up to date on what your risks are and what tests you should be getting. You know, we talk commonly about pap smears. Women over 21 should be getting pap smears every 3 to 5 years to check for cervical cancer. After the age of 40, we really recommend women get mammograms every year to 2 years. The age for colonoscopy screening for colon cancer risk has actually dropped from 50 to 45. So really, there's so many different screening tests throughout the course of your care. Not to mention checking for simple things like hypertension and high cholesterol and diabetes throughout your life that your doctor can really tell you if you're at high risk for. So those are the types of things, you know, using Women's Health Month as a reminder to make those appointments and really hear from your doctors what you should be getting done.
Again, thank you so much for this information, Dr. Shathari. And that brings me to this. What makes Northwestern Medicine Center for Complex Gynecology so unique?
So we're an interesting thing. We've been talking about women's health in general, right? But there's certain conditions for women that nobody likes to talk about, right? Nobody talks about how heavy their cycles are, how painful their cycles are. And so really the Center for Complex Gynecology really explores some of these much more complex gynecologic problems that maybe women don't feel comfortable talking to their girlfriends or even their general doctors about. We take care of such a large variety of conditions. You know, my specialty is really in uterine fibroids and endometriosis. I also have a large transgender health population where we do gender affirmation surgery. But we have colleagues in our office. We have radiologists that work with us on fibroids and pelvic pain. We have physical medicine and rehabilitation physicians that are really experts in women's pelvic pain and look at it not from a surgical standpoint, but really from therapy standpoints and from really ensuring that we look at it in a more holistic way. We also have specialists in vulvar health, sexual medicine, menopause, really trying to capture the full gamut of complex conditions. In our office, we have 4 gynecologic surgical providers, and we really do the gamut of surgery. We do hysteroscopic procedures. That's where we put a teeny tiny camera inside the uterus and could do treatments when we see pathology within the cavity of the uterus. We do laparoscopic surgery, removing things like endometriosis, fibroids, even uteruses as necessary. We also do robotic surgery when necessary to remove fibroids or endometriosis in order to really care for the patients from all the different gamuts of care. But what I always tell patients when they come to us is really every patient's sort of path in terms of treatment, whether it's medical options or surgical options, is very, very individual.
And with the minimally invasive procedures, how does that help with the patient's recovery?
Oh, it's so much better. So, you know, we can all probably remember the hysterectomies of our mother's years, right? With the very large incisions. And those recoveries were 6 to 8 weeks with kind of horrible scarring. Now the procedures we do, even when we do open procedures, we keep those incisions really small, less than 5 centimeters. That means that patients often will get to go home the same day. They're back on their feet within a few days, getting to do most of those things, caring for those family members, as I said, around their house. Though I do tell people they need to take a break from that and let other people care for them for a little bit.
Yes.
You don't know the number of people that tell me they've delayed surgery for so long, thinking they were going to have to take 2 months off work. And frankly, they're always shocked and surprised, said, I should have done this 3 years ago if I knew that I would be back on my feet within a week or two.
And now with this information, Dr. Shathari, hopefully patients will get these procedures done.
Exactly right.
Thank you so much. Much again. We're not finished yet. Next time, we're going to touch on a very important topic for women, uterine fibroids.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.